Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty, or in other words, the nasty woman and the bad hombre.
Yeah.
Let's check in on our debate night, date night daters, Jordan Trump supporter and Whitney Clinton supporter. We sent them to the Porcupine Pub and Grill last night, the one by the U, to watch the debate. Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Hi, you two.
Hey. Lovebirds. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we got Whitney's tweet yesterday or early this morning.
Yeah, I think I did it last night.
Watched debate night with Trump supporter. Thanks to 101.9. Great food, interesting convo, no punches thrown. Sorry, Fook.
Sorry, yeah. It definitely wasn't as like hot-headed as maybe, you know, it wouldn't be interesting, I guess, for TV, but it was nice. It's fun.
No, this was all about healing. This was all about building a bridge over the great chasm, the American divide. So who threw the first political softball?
Who did?
I don't know. I don't know if there was, I mean, we kind of just started talking.
Yeah, I think we got background information, and the first thing that they were talking about in the debate, wasn't it abortion?
Yeah.
Yeah, and at first I was like, oh, shoot. But then we were talking about it, and we, like, completely agree. So that was kind of cool, you know? There were lots of things that we agreed on, or at least were pretty close on. Mm-hmm. So it didn't seem like there was that great of a divide.
I love talking about abortion on the first date.
I was going to say, that's the definitely the kicker there.
Did you guys talk about who you thought won the debate?
No, I don't think we declared like an actual winner.
Yeah, we didn't.
But I definitely think overall we kind of learned that we agreed on a lot more things.
Not as divided as you thought initially.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. There isn't this, maybe there's not this big chasm. Maybe that's just been, you know, pushed. Honest as a narrative, but like it was pretty nice.
That's Whitney, a Hillary supporter, and she went on a date with Jordan at the Porcupine Pub and Grill last night for debate night. You guys agreed on abortion, big plus. Did you agree on guns?
You know, we didn't even talk about guns. Jordan,
yeah.
I didn't. Did we skirt that issue?
Yeah. We never talked about guns.
Yeah, so maybe then it would have.
At one point. Did you guys just stop talking about politics? And things got real?
No, I think we definitely started by, we talked about each other's families and kind of things like that.
We
talked about other things besides politics.
We sent Jordan and Whitney to the Porcupine Pub and Grill, one by the U. And it sounds like they had a really, really good time together.
I think this is absolutely beautiful. Politics actually bringing people together on opposite ends of the spectrum and then just realizing that you're the same.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I came away with, was just like, oh, cool. Like, that was very civil. And
yeah, I agree.
The Porcupine Grill is a great way to hash it out because it's great food and, you know, there's beer and it was great.
Did anybody have the beer cheese soup?
No.
It's a weird first date thing anyways.
Did you share a plate of spaghetti, Lady and the Tramp style?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. All right. Well, I call this a success.
I do, too. This is great to hear.
Now, and you know, are both of you still voting for the same people that you came into the evening with?
I definitely am.
Jordan?
Jordan, what do you think?
Originally, I was, like, semi-undecided. I think I was more anti-Hillary than pro-Trump. I still don't really know. I think I might even go independent.
Wow.
But still not. Well, look, you sort of... Whitney, you saved a vote.
I don't think it was me. I think it was Jordan, but...
Well, no, you got Jordan to throw his away on... on the Libertarian
right.
or the Green Party.
Yeah, okay. I mean, right? Isn't that more of a... Yeah, that would be good. I would love to see you, Taco, go third party. That would be amazing.
All right. Well, we are absolutely thrilled. Is there any chance that you guys would get together and hang out after this?
I definitely would.
Yeah.
Wow.
Totally. Well, Jordan's going to have a baby in, like, 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
gonna be the godmother.
I have a 13-year-old daughter. Uh-huh. So maybe she could babysit too.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh. This is absolutely amazing.
You
I call
two are
it
too
a win.
Much.
I know.
Get a room.
You
we
too.
We have to go. Jordan and Whitney, our debate night.
Yeah.
Date night daters.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Both of them are married, by the way.
Right.
But I feel like that this was enough of a love connection intellectually that it's all good.